Here is, I mean, it's right in the article. Watch this. Hurricane Erin weakened into a Category 2 storm over Monday evening, the latest shift in what has become a remarkably fast-changing storm. Okay. So a Category 2 hurricane. I've been through several hurricanes. I was there for Katrina and Wilma. I was there for the aftermath of David in 1992, I think it was, where it wiped out. That was like a 5.
Yeah.
So I've seen what these hurricanes can do, and I've seen monsoons in Asia where it rained for 5 days straight sideways. It rained sideways for 5 days. So a Category 2 is just an ugly thunderstorm. Can it do damage? Absolutely.
Yes,
it can. But it's just an ugly thunderstorm at the end of the day.
Well, and Ranger School, they kept us out sitting on our rucksacks all night during a hurricane. They said it was a tropical depression. But that rain was coming down with such force, like half my face was swollen up because it had been hit all night.
Pounding on you?
Yeah.
Was that at Camp Rudder?
No. That was in England Air Force Base when I was in Florida phase.
Yeah, that's Swamp Face, yeah.
Yeah.
The camp there is Rudder.
Oh, I don't know the name, man. I just call it Misery Town.
Well, I never went to Ranger School, but I know the camp names because guys would come back from Ranger School and talk about it.
Yeah.
Apparently, there are blueberry pancakes.
Oh, that is not Mountain Face.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strawberry and blueberry pancakes in Mountain
Face. Fuck you.
They weren't that good. I mean, when you're starving, they're great. But
yeah, I'm sure.
You go there with a full stomach or after not starving, it's just an average chow hall food. That's all.
Never actually went to Ranger School myself, but I know all the lore because I know a bunch of people who did go.
Yeah. Ranger School stories are hilarious.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So where were we? Okay, so this storm is weakened to a Cat 2, which is not that big of a deal. It's a hurricane, yes, okay, but it's not going to kill you. And then the hurricane's behavior in recent days makes it one of the fastest strengthening Atlantic hurricanes on record, and yet another indication that climate change is increasing the risk of rapidly intensifying storms. What does that second paragraph mean?
Well, they're trying to scare you into...
It means fucking nothing.
Well, no, they're trying to scare you into control.
Yes.
But you're right. It means nothing.
It's pure gaslighting. It means, okay, the storm weakened into a Cat 2, but the storm's behavior makes it one of the fastest strengthening Atlantic hurricanes, as they tell you that it weakened to a 2 on record, and yet another indication that climate change is increasing the risk of rapidly intensifying storms. That sentence means nothing. What is climate change? Define climate change. Nobody can define climate change. It was global warming before.
But here's the thing. Is
under Al Gore, man, bear, pig.
The fear of, they're using the fear of climate change to get money, i.e. carbon tax.
And siphon money off of you, yes.
Yes.
Speaking of which, we still have to do the whole boomer wealth story.
Oh, yeah.
E.F. Burlingame wrote a pretty good article on that. Maybe we'll see if he wants to come out and talk about that because he had it pretty nailed. Erin became the first hurricane of this year's Atlantic season Friday and exploded in strength from a Cat 1 to a Cat 5 in a little over 24 hours. And my sister, who lives in Boca, called it a fish storm. Do you know why they call it a fish storm?
No.
Because it's only a problem for the fish.
Ah, okay.
It was way out over the ocean.
Well, I was tracking it, and I was like, if this stays a Category 5, it's going to be a total clusterfuck. And then it just petered out. And...
Yeah, exactly.
But, I mean, it was a Category 1 within 2 hours of making landfall.
Right, which is basically just a big rainstorm.
Yes.
And mildly irritating. And that's all it is. So, these... stories about these storms and climate change and all of that is a constant source of gaslighting. Now, a lot of these stories, and we've talked about this before, come from two primary sources, AP and Reuters. Uh-huh. Most news today draws from AP and Reuters.
Compromise.
Which are owned